6:13 here on the Kyung Aaron Kip with you this afternoon. We are live and local this hour, extra live this hour, because we've got Blue Cactus here in the studio. Steph Stewart and Mario Arnaz joining us for our first half hour. Their self-titled album, Blue Cactus, came out last year. They got a new track out this year, and they're on tour right now. Steph, Mario, thank you so much for being with us today, and the last song was terrific. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So tell us about the origin of Blue Cactus. How did the two of you get together, and why Blue Cactus as the name?
You can take the first part. I'll take the second.
Right. Yeah, we were playing as a string band for a couple of years, as Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends.
Yes.
And at some point, as things happen with bands, it just turned into the two of us were more available for gigs than the other people who were in the band. And so at some point we just started playing more and then started writing more. And then, it just kind of fused together that way, and then started turning into not just doing the acoustic instrument thing all the time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was wanting to play some more electric guitars. And then we were also writing just more straight up country stuff here and there. So we, it just kind of happened organically over a couple years, really, of playing together.
So mm-hmm. Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends has evolved into Blue Cactus? Is that how it's gone, or?
Somewhat. I mean, I think it feels like a totally different project because mm-hmm. the nature of the songs and, like, the name actually came from a shirt that Mario got. It was his first vintage Western wear shirt.
Nice.
And we didn't have a band name at the time. We were just like Steph Stewart and Mario Arnaz when we play out, and or Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends Duo, which is worse. And that shirt has...
So that's a lot to put on your shoulders, Mario, to be many boyfriends at once, right?
Yeah. Strange phrasing.
Yeah, it wasn't working, of course. And so we were playing a show together, I think, as the Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends Duo, and Mario wore that shirt, and I was just sort of poking fun at it, and I said, the shirt really is... really strange, Mario. Like, those cacti on your shirt, like, are they blue? They're not even, like, real. What is that? A blue cactus. And I feel like as soon as I said it, it just sounded so good together that I thought that would be a good band name. And we agreed, which is pretty rare. So there you go.
Those are the best band names are the ones that just happen organically when you're not even thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
So that's about the first album came out last year. What was the process like of writing all the songs and putting those together? And the response has been terrific to it, I know. So that's gotta be gratifying to have that come out and have the response be as big as it was.
Yeah.
And that's it. Well, good night, everybody. Yeah.
No, it's been really great. I think the best part so far has been just all the touring we've gotten mm-hmm. to do. It's been a lot of hard work, but that's what we want to be doing. And so, I don't know, getting to go to new places and play music is really fun for us. And we've met so many wonderful people on the road, a lot of other musicians as well. And it's just always, you know, a mystery, something new to do. And these songs, even though for us now they're a year old or maybe even older, they feel new every time we get to play mm-hmm. to new people, because a lot of people hear them for the first time and make them new for us again. So I think that's really the beauty of the whole thing.
Where have you traveled?
We've gone up to New York City a couple of times, mostly just along the East Coast, you mm-hmm. know, and down as far south as Florida. We played Austin, Texas last year.
Nice.
Actually, that was earlier this year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
spring.
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
A couple months ago.
It was in the spring. It was great. Texas was wonderful. Those folks, like, get our music immediately. Doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's kind of nice. Sometimes we get the challenge of trying to win people over and convince them they like country music, which is fun. And then, you know, sometimes we just go in and people are ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Is there a regional difference there? Like, do you find audiences in Texas are different from audiences in New York or Florida, or does it vary from show to show?
Florida's
a whole nother
thing. Florida's different than everything. Yeah, I think there is some sort of, like, unspoken explanation process that sometimes mm-hmm. happens, where you just get on stage and some audiences are just like, yeah, they're right there with you from the, you know, step one, and everyone knows what's going on, and other people feels like, you know, maybe got some skeptics around, but, you know.
We often hear, I mean, this has happened multiple times. Mm-hmm. The most recent one I remember was in Greenville, South Carolina, which I kind of was surprised by, but this lady came up during a break and was like, I have to tell you, I hate country music. Well, maybe I don't. No, I do mean I hate it. I really do.
She thought about it.
But I really, really love you guys. You're so good at what you're doing. Just keep it up. And we're like, I guess that was a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah.
Don't know what to do with that.
Whenever someone comes up to you and says, I've got to tell you, like, it's never going to be 100% what you want.
Yeah, you know, you just brace yourself, get ready to smile, you know.
What's been the most unusual show you've ever played?
Unusual.
Wow, flashing through them all. They're all so...
There's got to be, like, unusual moments, like one person coming up to you and saying something like that, but just, like, a kind of a wild experience from start to finish.
I'm thinking of, like, the number one unusual show to me was actually a Stuffster and the Boyfriend show.
Mm-hmm.
That one stands out in my mind immediately. That, you know, we were just playing outdoors at this place that had goats, like small baby goats. Oh, they were just miniature goats running around, and they would come up on the stage and try to eat your set list. It was a little stressful because I didn't know at the time. It's this place called Ondahl Green near Charleston, and it was just this added element of surprise. You know, we've been to several places where dogs might be loose and come up to say hi, but like this was like a dog-like creature coming up to say hi and try to eat your set list.
Yeah.
That was that one extra, but that's kind of fun.
Yeah, well, it was fun. I mean, it was very strange.
Did the set list survive the show, or did it get lost halfway through?
Yeah, somehow I think we kept hanging on to it. But yeah, you always had to be ready.
You got to hang on to that set list afterwards. Like, this is the goat show right here.
Put your foot down on that paper.
It's an extra layer you normally don't prepare for, so maybe that's the thing that's really special about that show.
Well, again, we got Steph Stewart and Mario Arnaz here in the studio. Blue Cactus, you want to find them online, bluecactusmusic.com. They're going to be playing Groove in the Garden this Saturday at 1:30 at the Stevenson Amphitheater and Rose Garden in Raleigh, the next show. But then there are others beyond that, including Carborough next week, right, at Second Wind? Yeah.
Yeah, we have a residency there called the Rhinestone Review. This coming Thursday is going a week from today will be really special because we have our friend Will Darity has a Charlie Pride tribute act that is going to be playing, and they don't play out a lot. So to us, it's a big deal that they're playing the Rhinestone Review. We're super excited.
Awesome. Well, let's hear something more. What are we going to hear next?
Yeah, I think we're going to play one of those new tracks you mentioned earlier. This one came out on Spotify earlier this spring, and it's called Radio Man. We really appreciate, you know, listener-powered radio like this station here. And so we would like to send it out to WCHL. Thanks for having us.
Awesome.
Thought I heard you in the static, calling out my name in the waves and wires of the fuzzy astral plane. First I couldn't see you, then I closed my eyes, rolled the dial, turned you up to on time.
the fireside, familiar old theme songs. Johnny Dollar solved the matter. Pearl was all aflame. Rolled the die, turned you up.
Listening to Blue Cactus. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more from Steph Stewart and Mario Arnaz. You're listening to The Aaron Keck Show, live and local. Back with more of Blue Cactus after this.